Teachers in Arizona and Colorado are joining a long list of educators around the country and walking off the job. Teachers in Oklahoma, Kentucky, and West Virginia all protesting low pay and inadequate school funding. NPR's new national poll conducted with Ipsos shows broad support among Americans for these educators in both blue and red states. For more on this, we turn to NPR Ed Team's Anya Kamenetz. Hey, Anya.
Hey, Rachel.
Before we get to the poll, Anya, what more can you tell us about these latest strikes?
So teachers are walking out today statewide in Arizona. They're using the hashtag RedForEd. The governor, Doug Ducey, has already offered them a pay raise, but they're holding out for more, including more pay for support staff. Meanwhile, in Colorado, more than half of the state's students have schools closed today and tomorrow for walkouts. Republican lawmakers introduced a bill that would be docking their pay and even giving them jail time.
Wow. All right, so let's get to this poll now. What was the central question? What were you trying to learn?
So our question was, how is the public perceiving all of this? You know, and personally, I'm a public school parent. How would I feel if schools were suddenly closed and I had to make childcare plans on the fly? So with Ipsos, we surveyed people across the country. And what was interesting to us was, since the teachers in West Virginia started walking off the job back in February, one thing has been notable, and that's that these teacher actions are happening mainly in Republican states. These states historically have not been known for being friendly to unions. In fact, each of these states, except Colorado, is a right-to-work state. That means people don't have to join unions to work in a union shop.
Right. So what did you end up finding in this poll?
Two-thirds of our respondents approve of national teachers' unions, and three-quarters agree that teachers have the right to strike. And that figure includes two-thirds of Republicans, as well as three-quarters of independents and nearly 9 in 10 Democrats. And on top of that, they're sympathetic to the underlying issue. Just 1 in 4 of our respondents believes teachers are paid fairly, and that includes just 36% of Republicans who think so.
Okay, so they're supportive of teachers getting a bump in pay. They're supportive of these walkouts. Does that mean that most of the people you polled are supporters of teacher unions?
Well, here the picture is more mixed. So just half of our respondents overall agreed that teacher unions improve the quality of education. And when we asked them whether teacher unions make it harder to fire bad teachers, 63% of respondents said they agree. And there was a partisan divide on both of those questions. So as much as people right and left both are sympathetic to the plight of teachers, they may not be feeling the same way about teacher unions. And this is interesting, I think, for what happens with these walkouts going forward, because these victories and these walkouts, they're not necessarily coming only from the union.
So it's not just unions. So what is it?
Well, we're seeing a lot of grassroots organizing on social media. There's Facebook groups in a lot of these places. And even where unions represent a small proportion of teachers, like they do in Oklahoma, for example, there's a lot of teachers rising up to be heard outside the structure of the union.
All right. So what's the broader message here? I mean, we see all these different states where teachers are maybe not unionizing, but definitely walking out en masse. Is it making a difference in any of these states?
I mean, we've seen, pay increases go through. We've seen concessions being won. And there's a lot to be overcome when it comes to, you know, things like state budget amendments and other things that keep tax revenue down and sort of starve state services. So I think this is just kind of the beginning chapter of what may be a much longer fight.
All right. Lots to unpack there. NPR's Anya Kamenetz. Thank you so much, Anya.
Thank you, Rachel. Hey.